This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Stank on it. He's holding on line five. That's kind of why I hear the song. Of course, he will play it, actually. Just occurred to me. The man is a guitar virtuoso. He's taking requests right now. From the CD of the same name, Ho Ho Hoey, please welcome to the show guitarist Gary Hoey. Hey, Gare.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
We're good, buddy. How's your holiday going?
It's going great, man. Had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you guys did, too. And
we did.
Was excited to get back on the show to say hi. I miss you guys.
Hey, we miss you, too, buddy. We miss you, too. I keep up with you a little bit on Facebook. I really enjoy when you take your mom out for a cup of coffee or whatnot.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I love to put my mom on Facebook and just, you know, coffee time with mom. It's fun.
It's cool, dude. So, all right. It's the holidays. It's become a tradition. We've been doing this for years, literally. Are you touring again at Christmas?
Yeah, we just did three shows, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and it felt so great to be back,
nice.
You know, out there playing with everyone and having a good time, and amazing.
Yeah. How have you fared through this crazy time when we're all staying at home, or not so much now, but we were?
Yeah, it was nuts, you know, the year and a half or whatever it was, we were just kind of figuring out things.
Yeah.
There was a lot of life reflection. There was a lot of eating kettle chips and chocolate.
I was just going to say, bad habits and good, right?
Yep, and then I started exercising even more, getting more healthy, you know, kind of focusing on myself and taking care of my mom.
Nice.
Who's 83, you know, and then the coffee time with mom started. So it really just, you know, some good stuff came out of it, man. And
that's cool.
A lot of new music I'll have out in the spring in the new year. And so, you know, there was some good and some bad in it for sure.
Yeah. Where did I see, did you just play somewhere with your son?
Yeah, my son Ian, we played. He's been playing with me on stage like since he was literally five.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
but he's been playing out with me, and he's now actually in Nashville. He's going to Belmont University studying music. So
cool.
I'm not going to have him on this Ho Ho Hoey tour because he's in college. So when he's done college, we'll get him back on the road, and he's going to be home for the holidays, which is good.
Yeah, but man, how cool for you! I mean, you know, as a parent who's You send your kids out to do whatever their life's calling is, and to have it be something that you know a lot about, that's got to be extra rewarding.
Oh, it's incredible. And, you know, he played on my last record. You know, he played on as a guest on it. And, you know, it's crazy because, like, we lost Eddie Van Halen this year, you
yes.
know, and I look at Wolf, you know, carrying on, and the album came out. He's doing amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Van Halen was a huge influence on me. So to see my son play, and I'm not just saying this, man, he's getting so good. I think he's going to surpass me in whatever he's doing on the guitar, and that's what you hope as your parent. You
of
know?
Course. You always want them to be better than you. I mean, that's the
yeah,
way it works.
Yeah, but he can't do this. He can't do this, bro.
You got... Oh, that's freaking great,
you know,
man.
He's not going...
Dude, God, I love this so much. I am so envious of your skill set, and you know, you've been here in the studio. I've watched you play these songs and just beat this stuff out, and it looks effortless. And I know the hours and hours and years that have gone into, you know, teaching yourself and working on these things. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? It's like anything. It's like what you do. You're great at what you do, and you're probably good at guitar. The bottom line is, if you love what you're doing and you keep feeling that passion to keep learning, like I was just telling somebody the other day, you know, I still feel like I'm trying to get better. You know, I don't feel like
yeah.
you know, every musician sort of has a little insecurity. So I know what I've done in the past, you know, recording Christmas music, you know, for 26 years, being part of people's holiday
yes.
is like an honor to me. So I can look at what I've done and go, wow, that was pretty cool, man. I kicked butt on that. But I'm always striving to be, you know, to be better. It's really crazy.
You got this life, you know, you got to be curious. You got to stay open to ideas and learning new skills and stuff, or you're just going to stagnate.
Exactly. That's really what it is. If you don't keep searching, then you start repeating everything you've done in a way. And so, I'm still trying to get better and just, you know, just improve in some way. And sometimes it's just, you know, it's a subtle thing, but it's whatever keeps you excited to keep doing. Like for me, if I hear a sound, like I remember recording the first Christmas record and I'm thinking, yeah. You know, what if I just snuck people in with like a riff, like.
That's so cool.
And they'll think, oh, that's AC/DC, you yeah. know, and then I'm like, aha.
You yeah, know,
and then
fantastic.
You go into green sleeves or something, you know, and
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, oh.
No, it's cool. Plus, you found a way to take those classic songs and you know, modernize them and stylize them and make it sound really cool.
Thanks, man. I put a lot of effort into the holiday music, trying to the productions I did. You know, I remember thinking to myself in 1995, I'm like, what if I took like an evil riff and just started going, you know, and just playing yeah. this riff and then break it into. You know, and I wanted to sneak people into Christmas, you know?
Yeah, they're almost juxtaposed.
Yeah, and they're like, crank up that thing. And then all of a sudden the Christmas comes on, and I'm like, ha-ha.
Got you. We're talking to guitarist Gary Hoey. The Ho Ho Hoey tour is underway. If I go to your website, it's GaryHoey.com, right?
Yes, GaryHoey.com. They can enter to win a Christmas guitar on Christmas Day. They can check out songs. They can click out links to, you know, Spotify and things like that.
Sure, and you can pick up the Ho Ho Hoey album?
Yes, the Ho Ho Hoey album. It's on iTunes. You know, it's funny. CDs seem to be fading away.
Right.
And vinyl's coming in, so.
Wow. Do you think you'd press it?
I'm sorry?
Would you press it?
You know what? I was just telling my, you know, because we have the double disc. I wanted to do like a double vinyl with
yeah.
a red and a green
yes.
disc. One red, one green.
Dude, cool.
Wouldn't that be cool with yeah. all the songs on a double disc? Because people are loving vinyl these days.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the one thing, too, that goes away with this is, you know, there was a whole genre of album art and liner notes and things like that that have kind of gone by the wayside as a result of all this digital download stuff.
It's true, but, you know, and it's great because you see even young kids now, they're coming up buying records, and I'm like, do you have a turntable?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I'm going to hang the album cover on the wall. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know what? You can't get away from some stuff. Can't get away from some stuff. Gary, it's always great to have you on the show. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning. Again, go to GaryHoey.com. You said you're doing the guitar giveaway. You do that every year, don't you?
Yes, we do an annual guitar giveaway on Christmas Day. And, yeah, it's great, man. I picked this one out. I went to the store. It's a red metal flake Fender, and
nice.
We autograph it. I'm also throwing in a Zoom guitar lesson with whoever wins, and we can hang out on Zoom. I can teach them a couple riffs or whatever they want to do. And I love
that's
doing
cool.
it. It's my son's idea.
Hey, while we're talking about this in-person kind of sounding stuff, are you doing the Legends of Rock cruise? Are they doing that again this year?
Yes, February we're back on the Rock Legends. We have like Deep Purple,
yeah.
Don Felder, just so many great bands. And we're also doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp again is coming back in the new year. We have Joe Perry. We've got. It's funny
because wow.
tonight I'm doing a master class tonight online.
Of course you
for
are.
Camp just for anybody that's curious about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Cool.
And I'm doing a thing with Megadeth because Dave Mustaine's coming and Nico from Iron Maiden. Steve Morse from Deep Purple, and I'm sitting there playing, bro, and I'm going, God, I forgot how good Iron Maiden is, and I'm going.
So cool.
I'm playing that riff, and I'm like, God, and then I'm going like this. You know, the Megadeth?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So great.
Dude, how fun. What, you know what? What's great is that you know, I talk to you, and I just hear the joy in your voice. You still love this so much that you found a way to take something that you love and make a living at it is amazing, right?
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? That's I tell everybody all the time. You know, if you do what you love for a living, you know, whatever your paycheck is, double it.
Yes.
If you're making $20,000 a year and you love what you do, you're really making $40,000 because there's a payment in growing and living what you do. And I, you know, if you hear it in my voice, it's because it is true. You know,
yeah.
I really do. I love what I do and the passion I have for my music. And when I get to talk to you, my friend, you know, I feel like
amen,
it's
brother.
Just, it's a great, it's the same energy.
Nice. Gary Hoey. Go see him online. Find him at GaryHoey.com. Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you or see you before then, Gary, have a great holiday, bud.
You too. Merry Christmas, my brother, and you and all your listeners. I hope they have a great holiday, and I'm always excited to talk to you, man.
All right. Take care, man. There you go. You know what I love? When he was up here, he was doing a guitar a seminar, camp, whatever it was, at a local music store. And we're on the radio show, and he just blurts out, "Hey, I'm looking for people to go drink some beer with me afterwards." The crowd that showed up at this bar after the camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, I don't want to hang out by myself. Who wants to go drink some beer at the Irish bar? Let's go.
That's so cool.
Yeah, on the air. Nice, nice. No shortage of takers. Gary Hoey. Check him out, GaryHoey.com.